Sin sucks. It promises something it can't deliver on, and we're left with much pain and brokenness afterwards. And the grief itself is also complex. While we grieve the harm our sin has caused, we also grieve losing something part of us wanted. Sin would be easy to resist if it wasn't something we wanted to do. But we fall into various temptations because it's appealing to our very own desires. Yet, in seeing the harm and pain our sin has caused, our deep sorrow motivates us to change. But this change requires death. We have to give up who we were and the life we were living in order to follow after God. And as much as we're looking forward to all the goodness God has in store for us, there's still often a sting in grieving what we're giving up. For instance, we might miss the quick fixes and instant relief of sin, however costly it might become later. And while we're now willing to play the long game in cultivating God's best, we still miss the fun, excitement, and sense of control sin comes with. And perhaps even more difficult is when sin takes us into new relationships and lifestyles. Return to God might then mean leaving many meaningful and personal connections behind. We still grieve these losses even when we know it's the right thing to do. It's simply part of the cost of following Christ. What are we willing to give up for His sake? Of course, the goodness God has for us is worth every cost. But the path to this goodness is still through death and much grief. In the end, our hearts are prone to stay stuck and divided when we don't fully grieve the sin we're giving up. Grief frees us to finally let go and fully turn our hearts toward God. However difficult it is to admit, allow yourself to grieve your sins to fully receive all God has for you.